You talking to me? You talking to me? You talking to me? Well, then who the hell else are you talking to? Talking to me? Well, I'm the only one here.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of your favorite podcast, Cigar Store Idiots. I am Rob, and you, sir, are?
I'm Arlo. Pass the molly, buddy. You got to be muted.
Man, I had Cousin Johnny's mic on, but he ain't here. He's not here.
He's not here, not now.
He's not here. Cousin Johnny, Don't worry.
Crickets.
We're going to have that tuna shot ready for you when you get here.
Yeah, I think that was purposeful. Yeah, I'll just sign up for every basketball game.
I don't blame him.
I wouldn't either. He's making a little bit of money.
Yeah, you're getting a little scratch. That's all right. I understand it. So, what's going on, man? How are you?
Finally over the COVID. I still got some drainage issues, but other than that, man, I'm good.
Did you see where people have had the flu? I don't know if I sent this to you, and it goes away like for 2 days, and then it comes back.
Dude, that's what happened.
I feel like that's what I had.
That's what happened to a lady I worked with and her son. They had the flu down, 103 temperatures, and then they had about 3 days where they felt good, so they went to Florida with her parents. They both felt great, got home. The next morning, this kid felt like hell, had like 103 temperature, took him to urgent care. Like 2 days later, she's got the same thing.
Man, it's nasty, whatever it is. It's bad.
Yeah.
It's bad.
She said the flu, she had COVID back during Thanksgiving, and she said the flu was hands down worse. And I was like, well, fuck, I don't want the damn flu.
Me neither. I mean, yeah, they about got that COVID thing figured out. You put a little bit of this and a little bit of that on this, and then you go ahead and yeah, whatever. Whatever. Yeah, I guess you could see my new accessory I got.
That's going to show that beaut to you.
It's a walking boot, Arlo.
I got one that goes up a little bit higher than that. It's black if you want to coordinate.
If I get, like I said on the last podcast, if I get some Gene Simmons boots, his dragon boots, I'd wear these bad boys all the time.
I forgot your dang duck breasts.
That's okay because.
You know where I live?
I do know where you live. I may come and get them for real.
I feel like shit. If my boy's up, I'll get him to bring them. But yeah.
I'm going to try to, I'm going to try to do not the paleo diet, but the carnivore diet. And I don't know how I'm going to feel about not being able to eat any carbs or even vegetables, man. Like nothing. It's straight
meat. You
start
introducing it back in what, 14 days?
Yeah, I believe so. So I want to punch people when they say it, but it's a journey. It's a journey.
I know. That's the way I feel here lately with my anxiety. I don't know what revelation or what God touched me with when I had COVID, but I'm happy for it. If I knew.
So you still not take good, man. That's awesome.
If I knew that would have happened, I would have wished COVID on myself last May.
Yeah. No shit. I know. It's insane. So,
it is insane.
But I'm glad you're feeling better and you ain't got to take any meds, dude. That's great.
I started the Shilajit, that long jack root thing. That, oh my God, how nasty that shit is.
So what is that?
It is a bitter ass powder that I got. It's supposed to help with anxiety, of course. It's supposed to increase free testosterone, is what they say. I don't know. I'm trying it just to see if it.
I'm about to pay $600 for mine. I ain't getting a free testosterone.
level it out. But yeah. I don't know. Right now it says give it 2 weeks, 5 days on, 2 days off, which is perfect. I just do it when I'm working. And you take it twice a day. And I mean, it's probably a quarter of a teaspoon and 8 ounces of water. And I did just water the first time. I'd rather lick the cat's ass. And so then they were
Lucy!
Like...
Lucy!
I read up on it, and they were like, don't drink anything citrus with it, which I didn't. And then they were like, you can put honey in the water to cut the bitterness. And I'm like, nothing's cutting this bitterness.
You just power through it.
So basically what I've done is I cut the lemon out, and I put honey and cayenne in it.
Okay.
Kind of like a flu bomb. I'll tell you this. Don't try to chug 8 ounces of water that has cayenne in it with a mustache.
No.
Because you can take a shower, and when that water hits your mustache, all that cayenne reactivates.
Oh, my God.
I got out of the shower about 3 hours ago, and I was like, my face is on fire.
Is your lips sweat like Will Smith on Hitched?
My lips.
The crazy things we do now to try to not take prescriptions. Yeah. I mean, shit, I'm willing to try anything at this point.
This stuff was not cheap, but you get the little bitty teaspoon, or like I said, a quarter teaspoon twice a day. Hell, I'll have it for a year.
Where did you get it at? The herb shop?
No, I didn't get it from him, which if I get through this powder, I can tell you I will get capsules.
I gotcha.
Because this powder is fucking horrible. Ooh. I cannot explain to you. Like, I've never had anything that bitter.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even you know, when you make drinks with bitters, it's not even that bitter.
Is it more bitter than, you know, them little pieces that get stuck in pecans? Like, when you crack pecans?
That's the closest thing to it, and it's worse than that.
Yeah, you ever got a piece of that hung on the back of your tongue?
You get one stuck in your tooth, and you're like, yeah, there's a piece of pecan. You crunch down on that sumbitch, and you're like,
no. That's terrible. The reason I'm showing you my boot is, like, I remember that thing I sent you the other day, this guy, all these famous people, and they're in walking boots because they're trying to hide their tracker
from the government.
I want to let everybody know that I'm not wearing an ankle monitor. May or may not be wearing an ankle monitor. So
he may or may not have a black eye.
But that's wild. It's crazy stuff. Speaking of, we're definitely going to do the What the Florida today, but I want to do a What the Pittsburgh, and it's for you, Heater.
Tongat Ali, it's long jack powder, and it came from, it's not going to tell me. Keep going.
That sounds like a dude that I might have bought some bad Dave Matthews tickets from in Atlanta.
I got some Tongat for you.
Tongat for you. Good seats.
Yeah, it's not. I guess I deleted it.
Heater? On today's What the Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh Steelers hire...
It's official, Heater.
An OC genius.
Who forgot to call a play and cost the Falcons two timeouts.
Arthur Smith, welcome to the Pittsburgh. Welcome to the Terrible Towels, son. Welcome to the Terrible Towels.
Is it, what's his name's plan to hire the shittiest offensive coordinator so he can just blame him when it goes south next year?
I don't know, man. I didn't think they could get worse than the guy they had last year.
Well, by God, they said hold my beer.
Hold my six pack with this guy. So, and I think it's funny now. You see, of course, in Atlanta, we're bashing the shit out of this guy. But you see now, all the Steelers fans are like, he's a great offensive coordinator. He just was never meant to be a head coach. I'm like, he was calling the plays,
dumbasses,
in Atlanta.
Yeah,
he was the only guy that you could point your finger at. So, sorry, Heater man. I hope y'all season works out for y'all. I don't see it getting any better. Hope our defense is stacked. Hope it's stacked. Let's go ahead and do this one though. This one's much more entertaining. On today's What the Florida, a naked Florida woman has been arrested after police said she drunkenly threatened convenience store workers with a vegetable peeler, and then she masturbated in front of law enforcement officers.
Did not see that last part of the headline. I saw the first part, so I guess they had to keep it G-rated till you clicked on it.
I'm glad she wasn't trying to use that on her sweet potato.
She'd had some wild yam cream.
I can't even lick up my throat button fast enough. Cela Barrett, 35, was taken into custody on Sunday following the incident at a racetrack.
She old enough know better.
St. Pete, baby. She's in St. Pete.
Yeah. Well.
According to court documents obtained by the Smoking Gun, Miss Barrett, she had been threatened to be arrested on Saturday, but she showed up a day later armed without clothes. Sounds like a X-rated Ray Stevens song.
The squirrel went berserk.
There she was with a potato peeler. Nothing on but a smile. She allegedly showed the sharp-edged vegetable peeler around 6:40 local time and threatened two workers in the store to whom police told that Miss Barrett said she was going to kill them. Miss Barrett also toppled over and broke, this is what pisses me off, the Red Bull energy drink and spilled a carton of cigarettes all over the floor of the store.
She step on my Pall Malls, I'll kick her ass.
She looks like if you had a wish list Christina Ricci She, man, what is that?
There's some bath salts involved there.
Definitely some bath. It's a bath salt store for sure. Because according to the affidavit, Miss Barrett also exposed herself in the store. Then prior to being taken into custody, she said, watch this.
I'm rubbed one out.
And she began to masturbate in front of deputies while still inside the store.
Grinding the beans, not for coffee.
The document also notes that Miss Barrett was under the influence of alcohol, but not drugs. I'm not buying that story. Not buying that.
Ain't no alcohol I've ever done get me naked with a vegetable peeler.
No, sir. Not at all. She reportedly admitted to being intoxicated and said she had consumed approximately 6 shots of liquor.
Times 10.
She didn't say that she was using a 32-inch tumbler.
It was an 8-ounce glass. That's what I call it.
Hold the ice. Miss Barrett was also charged with aggravated assault, disorderly intoxication, trespassing, criminal mischief, exposure of sexual organs, and currently being held in jail.
She on bond?
Without bond.
Without bond.
Without Damn. Bond.
So you're telling me you could rob her. She could have just robbed the place and been she out got 500 out. Bucks.
Yeah.
Rub one out. We ain't letting you out.
Nobody wanted to see that. I'm trying to. She looks like.
She looks familiar.
She actually does.
Like, and I think I know who it is that she looks like. I don't know the lady's name. She used to work at a bank in Rome.
I'm not going to touch that.
She really did.
It does.
You know what I'm talking about now?
Yes! It looks just like her. Oh,
but the Wish version, you're right.
But the Wish version.
Timu.
Yeah.
You get Timu. The Timu version.
You get the Timu version of it for sure. So, God dang it, man. What we want to do, we had been talking about doing these episodes for a while. I've got a couple of really good ones on this topic. We're going to talk about some medical monsters.
Maraschino cherries.
Maraschino cherries. Paolo Maraschino cherries. This guy.
How the hell do you say that?
Macarini.
Macarini.
Yep. Paolo Macarini. You done
heard it somewhere.
Yeah, I watched the documentary. I ain't going to lie. You know me and how I'm pronouncing names these days. Paolo Macarini, he actually was a renowned pioneer using biological and synthetics in patients. You know, that he was like a revolutionary surgeon. He's coming up with this thing that basically it's a synthetic trachea
using their own bone marrow
and stem cells. So saying that this trachea, I'm telling you, dude, I do medical device sales, and I don't know how any doctor could listen to this pitch and think that this thing was going to grow and generate tissue inside the body and be functional.
Well, ABC did a docuseries on him called The Con.
Oh, yeah. There's a couple of them out there. But before that, he was traveling all over the world. Yeah, he was in like these medical magazines. I mean, he was like the place that he was in Sweden that he was doing when he was partnered up with. It's I think it's Karolinska Institute in Sweden. That's one of the top hospitals in the world, like one of the most, you know, well-known hospitals in the world. He had articles in Vanity Fair. I mean, he was the cat's meow when it came to this procedure. He was the guy that created this whole thing. So essentially what it is if people has issues with trachea has been damaged in a car wreck or been choked, or if anything like that, anything severe that's happened to the trachea, it's not developed, you got cancer. He developed this trachea, and he would put it into the patient, and supposedly he would coat it with stem cells.
So they didn't have to have those immune prescriptions. So correct. Your body doesn't kick it out.
Yeah, your body wouldn't reject it, right. And it would actually like marry to the device. That shit doesn't happen. We just now started selling a cancellous bone screw, and the bone will grow through this screw. It'll grow through it. It'll marry to the body. It won't reject it. It's really cool. It's a really cool thing that we got now. But anything else that's not, if it's not cancellous bone, or if it's not some sort of real tissue there, the body's not going to accept it. It's going to, because there's too many soft tissues involved with this whole thing.
Yeah. The big, most notable patient he had was a lady in Spain, and she had suffered damage to her trachea through tuberculosis.
Yeah.
And they grafted a damn cadaver trachea.
Dude, it's like Frankenstein shit.
It is.
It's completely Frankenstein. Just to kind of give you an idea, the number of patients, and I have that, and I kind of don't want to get ahead. I want to kind of stay on track with kind of the flow of this thing. And how we came across it, Brittany and I came across it, the story gets, he's murdering these people. He's basically malpractice murdering these people. But you would think that would be the oddest part of the story. Dude, it is not the oddest part of the story, because there's a plot twist in this thing that will blow your fucking mind.
What's funny is, up until about the fourth or fifth one, it was all women.
Yeah. So he's created this thing. He's getting funding. He's like, he's going all over. He's operating in Russia,
Ireland.
When he's in Russia, he's got some backing. Like, he's got some financial backing over there. Because,
the oligarchs.
Yeah, he's making these people think that this thing is, I can't believe they didn't kill
his ass. Yeah,
I can't believe it. But so he starts doing these procedures, and I'm going to go down the list of people, and I'm going to read, well, let's talk about his education. Let's talk about his career. And then we're going to talk about the people. And it's just, I hate to be bouncing all over the place with this thing, but it's just, I'm telling you, at the end of this thing, the plot twist is going to, it's going to floor you like it did me when I heard it. Do you have that stuff pulled up too on his education?
I don't have his education. I just have the list of those.
I'll do his education. We'll do that.
Whatever.
Okay, let me run through this. He obtained a medical degree equivalent to an MD at a medical school university in Pisa in 1986. He was a master of surgery in 1991. He was an assistant professor from 90 to 92. He claimed he was a fellow for approximately 2 years in the Department of Thoracic Surgery, University of Alabama in Birmingham in 1989. Though this was refuted later by the university that he did not have a department of thoracic surgery, nor did they have one. They even have one there. He, however, he was a fellow 6 months at hematology and oncology department. Macaroni obtained a degree, certificates, a master of organ and tissue transplants dated in 1994, and a doctorate on the same date in 1997. He was at the University of Franche-Comté in France. I know I probably said that wrong. According to Germany's Hanover Medical School, he never had a salaried position there, but he was the head of the Department of the Thoracic and Vascular Surgery between 1999 and 2004. Macaroni was an investigator. I ain't even trying to read that. In Barcelona, Spain. From 2006 to 2009, he was affiliated but not employed with the University of Barcelona, and apparently an employee at the hospital of the Hospital Clinic de Barcelona during that time. He was just this guy was a head of these departments, but the universities never paid him. What kind of sense does that make?
Well, what I read was he was writing all these fucking medical journal articles.
Yes.
And so he's getting them the university notoriety, and I guess that's what he's after.
Yes.
Because he's going to make a killing on the surgery, but I guess he's using their...
He's piggybacking easier, off of their...
I was going to say, it'd be easier to say, oh, yeah, I was at, Harvard Medical School, and I wrote 6 papers.
Sure.
Instead of, I'm in my basement putting stem cells on a frog's trach, and I'm going to stick it in some poor lady.
These are prestigious medical facilities and education facilities throughout the world. He had an honorary appointment as a visiting professor from 2009 to 2014 at the University College of London. He was a consultant and project manager at the University Hospital starting in 2010.
Later. I was going to say, that's the Karolinska Institute. That was supposed to be like the place it is for the, like stem yes. cell and biology.
Yes, it is the place. It is the place. Later in 2010, Macaroni was appointed as a visiting professor at Karolinska Institute in Stockholm. Part-time position as a surgeon in the university hospital. In 2013, his clinical relationship with, we'll just call it KI, was terminated, but Macaroni was able to continue his research at the Institute. In February of 2016, the university announced that it would renew Macaroni's research contract, which was due to expire in November, terminating the contract for a few months. KI published an incomplete result and verification of Macaroni's CV in February of 2016.
Well, that's what I don't understand, because right before that's when Vanity Fair came out and started accusing him of being a witch doctor.
Yeah.
So they had to know.
I will get into some of that too off the documentary. Some of these people that he fooled, and man, they had his back. These guys, these medical professionals, these surgeons, and KI had his back. They were straight up like believing in his work and what he was doing. And he lied to every single one of them.
Newsflash, he's not even in prison.
No. No, I'm telling you, dude, this gets crazy. Here we go. Macaroni made ties in Russia after he gave a masterclass in 2010. Innovation of political, it looks like Michaela Batten. A few months later, he did a trachea transplant, which was widely covered in the Russian media. This led to Macaroni's 2011 appointment in Cuban State Medical University, funded by the University of the Russian government, along with an honorary doctorate. He then moved to Kazan Federal University, and the grant money moved with him. In April 2017, the university terminated Macaroni's research project there. We're going to get into why he got why these projects started getting terminated. And then when you, there'll be a couple of people that you'll read off. I can kind of give you a little bit of a story on some of them, which is just absolutely.
Well, there's that first lady that,
and these are all trachea surgeries, by the way.
She had tuberculosis damaged airway. So she received that cadaver trachea, and without not anybody else's knowledge, he prepared it in a vet lab at the University of Bristol. And then he says it was a success, but the complications she suffered, he kept under wraps. She had to go back to the hospital in 2016 to have her whole fucking lung removed. Now she's alive and well now, but they had to take that synthetic thing out and her lung.
Yeah.
Then, according to someone else, he operated on a 45 to 50 year old woman of Middle Eastern origin in a private clinic in Barcelona in the fall of 2008. She passed away around Christmas, just a few months after January of 2009. Then he gets another one that he had operated on twice before. Apparently, he said her graft detached, and that caused an infection, and she was back in and out of the damn emergency room 13 times.
She had a ton of procedures. This girl had a ton of procedures.
Then there was another lady from the Czech Republic with mucoepidermoid carcinoma, which she had throat cancer. Yeah. She received another transplant, but he screwed around and caused all his surgeries caused her to have a fistula, and she passed away. There was an Irish lady, Kieran Lynch. She was born without a functional trachea. So he does that at the Great Ormond Street Hospital in London. And he put his own stem cells in her. Now, supposedly she's still alive. The lady with the trach cancer, he does something. She had to go back and get two implants. I don't understand how. And then the first man that I see is Zadra Igolovka. He had a crushed trachea from a car accident, and that's the one he worked on in Moscow. But they said that they had to give what was it? Another they did two implants on that one. And then another man from Eritrea who was training to be a doctor got cancer. So he let him work on him. And then, unfortunately, this is what pisses me off. He worked on a 3-year-old.
Yeah.
Actually,
she was 2 when they went in. And the document, let me tell you how narcissistic this guy was. He had a video crew following him around, filming his interactions with all of these people.
Well, that's what I was going to say.
That he murdered.
He's got a damn glamour shot of him with everybody. I don't get it, man.
Oh, it's going to get even crazier. I was going to tell you, Yulia Tulik, she in June of 2012, Macarini implanted a fully synthetic seated trachea into her. The tracheotomy resulted from a car. The tracheostomy actually resulted from a car accident as well. The graft period, part of the voice box, and Macarini had not tried before. And he tried. The trachea later collapsed and was replaced, and she died. An audit by the Russian government later found that Macarini had operated without a Russian medical license.
Imagine that. Well, there was I glossed over the guy from the U.S., Christopher Lyles.
Oh, his was pitiful, dude. His was pitiful. Christopher Lyles in the United States, he had cancer. The whole documentary, they show him walk around with his child, his little kid. Like, he's a single dad. And they're, like, telling him, oh, we're going to, your dad's going to be fine. Your dad's going to be this. Your dad's going to be that. And the dad dies. And he died suddenly after he returned home after the after the procedure. They did not do an autopsy. But I remember him talking to his son. Did he have a daughter? I can't remember. But he was talking to the child, and the child said, I want to hurry up and die so I can go see my dad. So I can go see my daddy.
But yeah. See, and that's what nobody understands. These kids, some of these kids think that it's like getting on a bus.
Yeah. Yeah. They don't realize
that's a one-way trip.
Right.
Yeah. The 2-year-old was Hannah Warren. She was from Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
They operated on her at St. Francis Medical Center in Peoria. I just don't.
His gripe when the first few died, he said, the science is here. We know that this is going to work, but I'm having to do it on people who have comorbidities. I need somebody with a healthy body that can.
They're not going to have a healthy body, you dumb bastard.
You're putting fucking plastic in somebody's neck. Yeah. It's never going to work.
Synthetic, by definition, it is never going to work. Trachea.
The sad part with Yulia, she was a model. Like, she was really pretty. She was a really, really pretty girl. And then when they were doing pre-op with her, like, she could barely talk. She could barely speak. And she had a hard time swallowing.
But her life wasn't in danger.
After her surgery, correct. She just had discomfort. For sure, it was discomfort. When they had the procedure, they got her up there in front of her. Look, Arlo, there's a whole table, like a press conference. And she's up there, and she's talking, and she's happy. And she's like, it's a little sore. I mean, she's still got probably a gazillion drugs pumping through her system. And her adrenaline's probably flowing because she feels like this is the end of her suffering and the end of her pain. Man, it was only the beginning. So she died. She did die. You take a look, there were so many, it's just so many cases. So how I found this is there was an American journalist, and let me see if I can find her name real quick.
KI come out and said that basically it was slander when they started publishing his bullshit, but they had to go back. It wound up causing the secretary of the Nobel Committee for Physiological and Medicine to resign from KI. I was trying to find her.
I think I found her. I think it's Benita Alexander.
Yes, 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 yes.
Okay. So this narcissistic shithead of a human being, this scumbucket, has this woman, this Benita Alexander, he has her follow him around because they're going to make a documentary about him. It's going to be in the United States, and it's going to be the biggest thing. It's going to be huge. Okay, here she is. If you hadn't seen her.
Yeah.
So she becomes romantically involved with this guy. He's taken her to France. He's taken her to Spain. He's taken her all over the place. Dude, they are just like, it's like a fairy tale. He tells her that he is the Pope's doctor. He tells her he is a doctor to Obama. He is a doctor to all of these famous people. Nobody can know about it, though. He's like super secretive, but he's friends with all these people. And that he is just this amazing surgeon.
She's got a podcast now.
Does she really?
I can't get it to pull up, but that's what it said.
So,
knowing Pope Francis nowadays ain't going to get you much.
No. Might get you thrown out of the Vatican.
Get you killed.
So, they're in Venice. Here's a picture of them in Venice right here. Like, just.
Yeah.
I mean, so he's like wooed her. He's, you know, she thinks that she has got this guy. He's like an angel. He's saving people's lives. He's like this modern day medical healer. He's doing remarkable things. And she's filming all this. They're filming a documentary about him. So they get romantically involved. And they're going to... stop asking me to do that. I'm not paying for your website. So he asks her to marry him. He proposes to her. And she's like, yeah, of course.
She was an NBC News producer.
Yes. Like, she's big time.
Yeah.
Like, she... Hell hath no fury like a woman scorned. And, buddy, she went after him guns blazing.
And I have no love lost for Dateline, but they did a documentary for Dateline in 2013 called A Leap of Faith. I don't know.
He was commonly referred to as the world-renowned super surgeon. Like, he was just like...
And he lied to everybody saying that he had worked on... Bill Clinton,
yes.
Barack Obama, yes. Hillary Clinton, Pope Francis,
yes.
Andrea Bocelli, Elton John. Then it just keeps going.
He was a
on.
Doctor to the stars, yeah. To the elite. He was a doctor to the elite. So they agree to get married, okay? And they're going to get married since he's friends with the Pope, right? They're going to have a wedding at some chapel.
Yeah, I saw that. It was supposed to be at Castle Gandolfo.
Yeah, you can't get married there. You just, common people cannot get married there. But
it goes to prove.
Because he's friends with the Pope.
If you act like you know what the hell you're doing, nobody questions
you. He's a poster boy of it. Like, nobody questioned him. So, they end up, and we're going to get back to these patients. We're going to get back to some of these people, too. So we're going to talk about some of the
suffering.
You
left out the best part of the wedding. Not only is he getting married at Castle Gandolfo, the Pope's going to officiate the wedding.
He also has invited patients that he killed, their families.
Yeah. He had an affair with one of the persons.
They had invitations made up and mailed and sent to these, like, all these people. There's going to have 150 people.
It'd be like that office linebacker. Oh, yeah, where you at? Oh, yeah, I'll be there. I'd fucking drag his ass.
These people went and spent thousands of dollars on dresses. Because they were going to a wedding that the Obamas were going to be at. They're going to the
Pope. And the Pope was going to
officiate the wedding. This guy's like saying all this stuff, you know. And so.
Did anybody happen to talk to the Pope?
Well, we're going to get there. So, one of the family members has a question. Of the African-American male man that he died, that had the throat cancer.
Yeah.
That died in, under his care. So they had a question, and so they actually call to the castle and ask. They start asking specific questions about this wedding that they're going to attend. And these people are talking to them like they've lost their damn minds. There's no wedding booked here on this day, so they're like, "What?" But I have an invitation. This person is. Who are they? Who are those people? You know, they don't know. So.
Signore.
The woman did the due diligence, and she reached out to Benita. And when she did, she's like, and there's all these other little things, like she, like they always could see each other, like he was always available, and then he stopped being available, like he's like, she's like, let me come to Spain, and he's like, oh, you can't, no, I'm gonna be, you know, in and out, this, that, and the other, I can't, you know, I won't be able to meet with you this, that, or the other. So the black lady, the African-American lady, calls, and she's like, hey, there might be an issue with the wedding, we try to get some information, we're trying to fly out, we're trying to get, you know, somewhere to stay close to the castle. And it's a castle, people.
Yeah.
It's a damn castle. It's like Cinderella's castle. And so she calls, she don't call the church or the castle. She calls him.
It's originally called the Apostolic Palace of Castel Gandolfo.
It's like something out of Harry Potter.
It's 135 fucking acres.
Yeah.
It's and the Pope does go there, but.
There wasn't any kids' field trips that week.
That's the outside of it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, come on.
I mean, you ain't getting...
No. Mm-mm. So, instead of her calling the castle, she calls him. She goes, hey, there's a problem. They don't even know that, you know, anything. He goes, oh, no. He said, don't worry. You know, we're just super busy. The Pope's... Can you imagine how busy the Pope is? Ha, ha, ha. He's super busy. Don't worry. It's all taken care of. I'll call him. It's not a big deal. You know, whatever. Squashes this whole thing.
It's the Papal Palace, people.
She starts getting a little like, well, he's not meeting me like he wants.
She gets a little Earl Shives vibe. Hey, I think there's a used car in my future.
Yeah, so she's thinking, her journalistic instincts start kicking in. So she starts doing some little question or digging around or whatever. So then she finds out that not only was the wedding not scheduled, but she's freaking out. Like, she's got 150 people trying to go to this wedding that's not even...
Could you imagine?
Freaking out. Yes. She's already took her daughter out of school, and they're going to move. They've already looked at houses in Spain they're going to move to. Her daughter's excited to move to Spain. This dude sits down and says, I have something to tell you that I didn't want to tell you, but it's very dangerous. But I need you to understand, because I need you to trust me.
The Armenians are after me.
I'm a sniper. I am a secret agent, service, secret man. Agent sniper. And I couldn't tell you. That's why it's been hard for me to get you and I to link up sometimes.
I've been in Bosnia.
I've been on missions.
I've been in Bosnia.
She believes him.
Lady, you just did the sleuth work to find out he was a slimy piece of shit.
So then, well, she hadn't even gotten to that part yet. She don't even know that part yet. So her friends are like, nah, girlfriend, this shit ain't jihad, and this ain't matching up. Something's wrong. So he's in Spain, but he can't see her because he's leaving to go to Romania the next day.
Me and Clount the Vlad.
Well, they go to Spain, her and her two girlfriends, maybe three of them. Anyways, they go to Spain, and they go to his residence. And they ring the doorbell, and you can see up on, it's like up on a villa, he's walking down the steps, you know.
And a naked lady answers the door.
Nope. probably would have been better off if that would have been the case. So the house is like surrounded, you know, it's like a stone wall, like surrounding the house. You can't really see it, but they come down, you see somebody come down the steps, and she stays in the car, and the friend's like, he's like, what are you doing here? Why are you here? He's like freaking out. Why are you here? What are you doing here? And she's like, what are you doing? What kind of game are you playing? They've got the video camera on the house. There's two kids playing on a porch, and there's a blonde-headed woman, like, walking down the steps. This motherfucker is married with kids.
Yeah, and had been for, what, 30 years?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Married with kids.
Not uno kid. Dos kiddos.
Not Al and Peg Bundy married with kids.
No.
This dude's married with kids.
In a villa.
So.
In Spain.
So, if it couldn't get any weirder. They interviewed his ex-wife now. They interviewed this lady, okay? You know where he met her?
Peoria.
Her son,
Albuquerque. He took that wrong turn in Albuquerque.
He took the wrong. Her son.
No.
Wait for it. Was in a car accident, and he was the doctor that cared for him, and he died under his care. And in a distressed, heightened sense.
I was going to say, he preys on these women.
He swoops in.
And makes it all better.
Makes it all better. Makes her forget about her dead. Like, not forget about him, but, like, forgets about suing him for killing him, like medical malpractice, and he stays married to this woman. And she said that she could never understand, but they always would go places, and he would take pictures of her, like in front of these like, hell, I don't know, the Sistine Chapel, or takes pictures of her in front of the Vatican, or takes pictures of her wherever they're at. She's never allowed to turn around and face a camera for years, and she was okay with it. And she had the same story that he was like swept off. He was like a movie star. Like she just thought that he was just the most incredible thing. But every time that he'd leave, this dude's got, you need to call him the real estate agent, because he's got chicks in all area codes. I mean, he owns it. But this guy, takes this grief-stricken woman whose son he's murdered in an operating room. I mean, he had an accident. He may have died anyways. But knowing this guy's track record, would he have died if somebody knew what they were doing, was handling his care?
Well, they wouldn't be putting plastic in his throat.
No, exactly. So let's go back to that. Let's go back to these people. Let's go back. So Yulia, one of the guys that was doing the documentary before they found out he was killing these people, they started drawing correlations to like people were dying. And they knew they were filming all this stuff. And the guy's like, I need that footage. I need to put something together. And this was the producer. So he starts going back and looking through old videos. I want to say it was Yulia. The piece that they had for her, he had two sizes. There was one. Neither one of them fit.
No way.
And the guy helping him with the surgery goes, they don't fit. They're off. They're like, one's 3 millimeters off. Too big, and one of them's like 1.5 millimeters too short. And let me tell you something. When you're dealing with a human body, it ain't like building a house.
No, you can't be off.
Millimeters are like crucial. It is crucial. And he chose to use the shorter implant.
She suffocated.
That left a gap.
Yeah.
Left a gap. Not, and so they
just get the saws all, we'll trim that fucker up.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's the other thing, too. There was nothing there to trim the bigger one. I mean, like, so... He. This poor lady. They asked her. They reached out to one of her family members, and they said that it was terrible. That she basically suffocated to death. She couldn't breathe. She couldn't swallow. And for as long as she stayed alive after that procedure, she was in miserable pain. And this is the worst part. And this was like this was with many of the other ones too. They had such a foul odor that would come out of their mouth because everything was rotten. I was going to say
it's a cadaver bone.
Yes, it was all rotten in the throat. Like they,
fuck.
Can you imagine? And this dude, what did you just say? What did you say when we started? He's not what? He's not even in jail.
No, he's walking
this guy's
around.
Not even in jail. I guarantee his assets hadn't even been frozen.
They said that, I read something somewhere that when he published his papers, they had to retract 6 of them.
Yeah.
6 of them.
That's it. And I don't even know. Is he still allowed to practice medicine?
Now, not in Sweden, because they...
Oh, yeah. They burned him to the ground there.
Yeah.
Those guys were visibly shaken in that documentary. And I felt terrible. The fallout... Let's talk about the fallout of the KI... Karolinska Institute, they said that in 2016, owing his involvement in recruiting Macarini there shortly after, the vice chancellor, Anders Hamsten, who in 2015 had cleared Macarini of scientific misconduct, he also had to resign.
He was cleared of 2 out of 3 aggravated assault charges and given a suspended sentence on the third. And that, now this is in Sweden. And then basically he had some high.
They were covering for him.
Yeah, basically.
People were still, they were trying to cover for him to save their own ass.
They gave him 2.5 years, but I don't think he served a day.
No. I don't think he did either. On September the 5th, 2016, the Swedish government moved to dismiss the entire board at the institute shortly after.
Yes, and that's when the guy head of the board had to resign.
Yeah, yeah. said it looks like Harriet Wahlberg and Anders Hamsten were removed from the judging panel as a responsibility for annually choosing the Nobel Prize for medication. So they can no longer oversee the institute or what was going on there. Yeah, so the police said he may have committed involuntary manslaughter after 1 year Medco legal investigation. The Attorney General's office in October of 2017 said that Macaroni had been negligent in 4 of 5 of the cases investigated due to the use of the device and the procedures not supported by evidence. That's one thing they kept saying. One of the doctors at the Sweden Institute, he kept saying, there's no animal trials. You don't go from design to humans. There's no animal trials on this at all. But they bypassed it. He got to bypass it somehow.
So the Swedish government waited. They were smart. They waited to the 90-day, almost the end of the 90-day appeal process, and then squashed his appeal. So he should have reported to jail. But since he is an Italian citizen, the bureaucracy involved, they said basically the Spanish government would have to enact the Swedish sentence.
They're
not going to fucking do that.
They're never going to do that. He'll pay them off. Pay them out. So
that's ridiculous.
Dude, this man lied his way through prestigious medical universities, institutions, hospitals, people that were way more educated medically than him. He was just a con man.
Yep.
And he was a damn good one. He was a damn good one.
Of the medical field.
But he made millions and lived a lifestyle that me and you could dream of.
Now, he looks like hell now. He looks a little rough around
the edges.
He's
old playboy back in the day now.
Yeah. He was the Italian swinging dick.
Yeah, he was. Hey, look at this.
I look at the trachea.
That was pretty good. I want to just kind of try to do them justice real quick. My whole thing was with the people that had these surgeries. You got Claudia Castillo.
She was the most famous one, they said, because she actually survived, and she was able to basically say, this is what he said. And then, like you said, other doctors are like, you can't even fucking do that.
Yeah, it's not even possible. and then you got, it looks like, I'm going to butcher some of these names. Ciaran Finn Lynch was the one that, it said, I'm trying to see, similar done. Okay, so March 2010, Macaroni attended the transplant performed by a great Ormond Street surgeon, similar to the one done for Castillo. This was a 10-year-old Irish boy. The boy was born with 1 millimeter trachea, and efforts to widen it had caused a life-threatening complication. Unlike Castillo's procedure, the stripped trachea was seeded with the boy's stem cells an hour before it was implanted. I don't know if he passed, though. It didn't say that he passed away. And then Keza Shorten, she was the one, she had succumbed to underlying diseases, probably sepsis.
I was going to say, that's what I don't understand, is how they didn't all die of sepsis.
An unnamed Russian woman implanted and seeded the donated tracheotomy of 25-year-old Russian while working with the surgeon who was well-known in Russia, Vladimir Parshin.
One of the later ones survived, but they survived only because a donor.
Oh, this one. Oh, man. This guy. Oh, man. It's just so terrible.
It is. It's awful.
Andamirum, I think is how you say that. Bayan. It's probably completely wrong. he died despite going under many treatments at KI. And the autopsy showed that he had a chronic lung infection, clots in his lungs.
Jeez.
And the synthetic trach had came loose. So it's just flopping around in there. I remember that part in the documentary. That guy was it was pitiful. Like, they're all pitiful. They're all pitiful. And then you talked about Christopher Lyles, and then Yulia Tulik, and then Alexander Zozula. What is it? Zozula? Zulier? Yeah. He's the one that had 2 procedures and died in unclear circumstances. I guarantee all these people died the same way. They all died the same way. And then you had Yasmin Sitter. They died of a kidney failure and complications. She actually underwent another multiple organ transplant in the United States, and her trachea was replaced with one from a cadaver, and then she had died. So she had all kinds of issues going on with her. These were just guinea pigs, man. Hannah Warren, we talked about her. Sadiq Kanan, Dimitri Onogda. Don't you love it when I do these names?
These are the Russians.
Yeah, man. Medical monster. This guy's a monster. 100% a monster. Absolutely disgusting to know that these people have access to be able to do these things.
That's what I don't understand, man.
And he's not in jail. His assets are not frozen.
I guarantee you he's walking around with a tan at his little villa where his kids are playing.
Yep.
And probably has convinced that woman that they all made it up. It was a lie.
It was a witch hunt.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
He even had people backing him, like saying, no, he didn't do anything wrong.
I know!
The main thing is there was never any animal trials. Never any animal trials.
What I don't understand is
how can you bypass that? I can't even get medically approved shit in Floyd Hospital.
I don't get it because normally you have to be like, well, we've done this in lab rats.
Yeah. Yeah. Where's your proof that this works on a living organism?
And the thing is, that KI was like world renowned. You would have thought they would have dotted their I's and crossed their T's.
What was he paying those people? What kind of money was coming
Jeffrey out? Epstein got some videos.
He was taking that money from Russia and padding it over there. I'm sure they were paying him out the wazoo. Who knows, man? The good news is he's not operating on anybody anymore.
And that we know of.
And I believe that Miss Benita has went on to find love.
Again?
Her happily ever after somewhere else. I'm trying to see.
Her forever man?
Her forever wedding date. Man, it's just,
I shit on your villa.
Dude, this guy's a sniper and we should all be afraid.
We should.
We should be afraid. So, all right. Well,
speaking of snipers, I know we don't do recommendations, but I found this old guy. There is a 72-year-old, I think, former sniper from World War II. He may be Vietnam era. I don't know. Playing Fortnite and absolutely killing it.
I seen it.
And he tells these kids.
He's talking
like,
shit the whole time.
Yeah. And he tells
got
these kids.
Got little glasses on.
He says, I use this scope because that's what's on my hunting rifle.
That's too damn funny, dude. He's wasting them away,
he
too.
He is fucking destroying their ass. I mean, I can't even see it. He'll just pull the trigger and it'll be a little pink mist.
Yep. And then you hear the kids start raising hell.
Yeah.
Camper. Fucking camper.
Oh, that man, I was dying this morning.
What do y'all got going on over there at Mysterious Brews?
Oh, God. We did the Del Julin Zodiac soft thing. His book hit the Amazon. So if you're interested in that, go to Amazon, type in author Del Julin. It is Zodiac with post POSTE script. It is an easy read. What I recommend, I said this on our podcast, what I recommend is you buy the book, you read it, then stop, digest it for a day or two, then read the postscripts. Because if you try to read straight through like I did, your brain will melt. He ties stuff in. Like, he proves to me all of it lined up. So we know where it's at. What's shitty is Riverside PD will not test his DNA against the killer's DNA at Riverside.
Why will they not, though?
Ego is what we feel.
Sure.
Can't be upstaged by them podcasters.
You don't really want to solve a case.
Exactly.
Is what I'm looking at it.
And they're not asking for, he's not asking for credit. He just wants it solved. But anyway, he goes back into, like, he literally could write another book on the intricacies of how twisted this old boy was. So that's what we had going on. I hooked Coach up with some duck breast as well. So other than that, man, we're just, you know, rocking and rolling.
I know that I just had to look this up. Despite facing legal trouble, I thought about this and I had to look this up. He still has a net worth between $1 to $5 million.
I wonder if he'd sponsor a couple of podcasts. We'll stop talking shit about
we
you.
We will. Look, what kind of new devices you working on, Doc?
We'll have you in at least once a month.
I have a synthetic penis that I'm using to screw over everybody that I know in the medical field. And anybody that I kill their relatives on the operating table.
Oh, man.
Jesus.
Well, I wonder if he's got any synthetic tuna that Cousin Johnny could...
We got to get Cousin Johnny's synthetic ass in here.
That's all right. I'll kidnap him.
All right, we'll do it. All right, man. That's going to do it. I appreciate it. Everybody stay vertical.
Later.